Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am so glad that you are with me today. We are going to be celebrating our children. That's right. We're going to celebrate our children. You know, this is a program where we focus on celebrating. That's right. Celebrating, celebrating, celebrating. And I tell you, it's stemming from the continuation of our discussion of helping our children who have ADHD deal with their ADHD. And you remember what that stands for? Attention deficit with hyperactivity disorder. ADHD. Wow. A double whammy. I want us to be encouraged not to give up on our children, not to become overly stressed because maybe something about their life is challenging, not only for us, but for them. We're celebrating our children. And so I want to make this point. Although the focus is helping our children with ADHD, I'm going to be featuring some children via the internet who may or may not have any kind of special issues that they have to deal with. They may or may not, but they all have some special gifts. Some of these that will be displayed, in fact, most of them, most of these gifts that will be displayed will be musical in nature. We're going to have different ones who are going to be playing different instruments. But let me tell you how I'd like for us to start off. I'd like for us to start off hearing something from Naeem Hudson, also known as King Na. Naeem Hudson, who is an 11-year-old. Well, listen, and you tell me what field he's in.
You guys know, I'm pretty sure all of you guys have dreams, goals, ambitions, many different things that you'd like to accomplish. And I'm pretty sure there's many things that you'd like to get or have or maintain, but I want to let you know to have love with yourself first. Have inner love, have inner confidence, because before anyone in the world can give you that confidence, before anyone can give you that self-esteem, you have to have it within first. Believe in yourself first. Because if nobody else in the world believes in you, you're going to have to be the one to believe in yourself.
I'm 12 years old, and my brand, my name, it's expanded to places like at Africa, Dubai, over here in Bahamas, Virgin Islands, LA.
I said he's 11. He's 12 at this point, as you heard.
So many places, it's hard to recall every single one of them. But I've also been on the shows like Steve Harvey.
So let's hear him some more. Motivating us.
Expanding to, you know, the TV shows, the different
motivational speaking. I never wanted to be a motivational speaker at first. At first, I wanted to be an actor and a rapper. But motivational speaking is just something that escalated to.
Now, I know people go, come on, man, you're 11 years old. You're gonna preach to me. You're gonna tell. How do you react to people who say that you're too young to do this, which is ridiculous?
Well, how I react to that. As I go on stage, I speak, I get off the stage, and I...
I would like to let people know that I am not perfect, and I definitely don't try to be. I go through my mistakes, I go through my bruises, but think about me like this. You take a flower, right? And you have to give it water, you give it sunlight, so that flower can grow properly. So then think about me. My father lets me travel the world. I meet beautiful people and I do beautiful things. So I'm still growing and I'm going to grow proper. You know why? Because my father's given me all the right material, showing me all the right images so I can grow strong, a beautiful person, and that I can grow proper. So think about it. If you gave a flower sugar, soda, milk, that flower's not going to grow proper. That flower is going to grow up to be unstable, it's going to grow up to be damaged, start changing colors, it's going to, you know, not be that normal, beautiful flower that we know it as. Why? Because you didn't do the right things to take care of that flower. So think of it, if my father would have left me, gave me to the street, you know, just kept me in one environment, in one community, I will grow up to be damaged. I'll grow up to be not as beautiful, not as loving, not as caring as I am right now. So that's why my father, he really thought about that. And he didn't let that happen. And to all the parents out there, I want you to not let that happen to your children too. If you see children trying to fit in with the crowd, you see children trying to be cool, trying to be tough, then that child's grown up to be damaged. He haven't explored, he haven't met beautiful, loving people. The only crowd he's been around is that crowd that he still wants to be around now. So that's when my father lets me travel. That's when my father let me explore the world. That's when my father lets me speak. So I don't grow up to be that damaged young man that a lot of young men are growing up to be. That's why my father does it. That's why my father lets me go out and speak. And for everyone, they say, oh, just do a normal routine, be a child. Being a child is what most kids are doing out here today, is trying to fit in with the crowd, be cool, talk, listen to negative images, do negative things. But that's not my definition of being a child. My definition of being a child is traveling, you know, doing great things, doing something different, expressing your talents, going out, meeting different people, and being that caring, loving person. If you be a hateful person, if you be a bad person, then you're going to grow up when everyone hates you. I don't want to be around that guy. He's negative. I don't want to play with that guy. He's bad. He's gross. He's disgusting. And you wonder why you get that kind of treatment. You wonder why you get that kind of language. Because it's the same way how you treat people. You see, what goes around comes around. If you've heard that phrase, then you know what I mean. I spread love. I give love. I travel. And then it all comes back around to me. Love comes back around to me. Support comes back around to me. Because I support other people. I give to other people. I love other people. Because I know that those people are going to grow up special. Just because I'm helping them. And that's what a lot of young men need out here today. And a lot of young women. And sometimes even adults need that help that you can provide. So just help them out. You know, give them a little information. Try to school them a little bit. You know, maybe that one child or two or maybe all of them. I says, man, I don't want to do this. Get this out of here, man. What is this? The thing is, you have to help them learn it in their way. Okay, yes, their way and whatever might be music and future and stuff like that. But if that's what you have to do to help them learn, then do it. It doesn't help to take a try, right? My father had to do a whole bunch of things to start getting me to read and write. He had to start doing a whole bunch of things to start getting me to like what I'm doing now. He had to make me do a whole bunch of things to teach me. And if you're not willing to risk those things, then you're not ready to teach. If you're not willing to sacrifice, then you're not ready to teach. My father sacrificed his entire life for me. Now I want to ask you guys, are you ready to sacrifice yours to save these young men? Just think about it. Whose life are more important, you or the new generation? Do you want?
Ladies and gentlemen, is Naeem Hutson talking to us or not? Wow. A child around 11 or 12 years of age, 11 or 12 years of age or so, in that range. Listen to the wisdom and the maturity with which he is speaking. Listen to that wisdom that is pouring out of this child who appreciates what his father did for him and is still doing for him. And he's wanting to pass it on. And partly by not only speaking directly to people himself, but by encouraging those of us who are listening to him to spread the wisdom, the love, the caring, the compassion, the strength, the support. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, we're going to look some more at how we're helping our children specifically with ADHD. And just as a reminder now, as we listen to some of these gifted children, it could be that not one of them has any kinds of special challenges. I just want us to hear from our young children so that we can be motivated to, number one, care, to, number two, help, be concerned enough, care enough, love enough to help our young children. Who knows whether or not some of these children who are right around us, who might have ADHD, could be the next powerful motivational speaker or one of these great musicians who we'll be hearing from. All right, so let's take a look at, well, let's just briefly review, very briefly, what we've talked about so far when it comes to helping our children who have ADHD. Number one, keep it interesting. Whatever it is that you're working with, a task that they're dealing with, that they're having to work on, help them find the interest in it. Numero dos, make sure that we give praise and encouragement to our children. That is definitely needed for all children, but maybe especially so for our children who have special challenges, like kids with ADHD. Good behavior should be reinforced with praise. Thirdly, let's remember to provide structure. Sometimes some children will fight against structure, but it seems like it's almost intuitive. Children know they need structure. And if we will come up with the right way to help them value structure, they'll embrace it. And our children who have ADHD especially need structure. So provide it. Numero cuatro. We need to make sure that we are encouraging our children to exercise. People in general, regardless of age, need to exercise. Children, whether they have special challenges or not, need to exercise, but especially children with ADHD. They have some energy that's running through them that may be at a little bit of a higher level than the energy that children without ADHD may have. Help them burn that off. Encourage exercise. Now, and again, remember, one of the great ways to encourage our children to exercise is to let them see us as parents exercising as a lifestyle, not just once or twice a year, but as a lifestyle. All right, numero cinco, encourage our children to get their proper sleep, not just some sleep, but the sleep that their bodies need, where they're sleeping not only the number of hours they need to sleep, but also at the time that they need to be sleeping. In other words, 8 hours of sleep, great. For this person at this age, they need 8 hours of sleep and they're getting it. That's great. However, if they're going to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning regularly and sleeping until 10 in the morning, they're getting 8 hours of sleep. But that is not the best time for them to be sleeping. There are very, very, very few people who truly thrive physically, emotionally, mentally by consistently going to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. And encourage them to not only get the proper amount of sleep, but that their bodies are sleeping at the times that they should be sleeping. Number six, break tasks down. For anyone, too much can be overwhelming. And so what you want to do is make sure that you don't let the person who has problems with attention deficit, and especially with attention deficit combined with hyperactivity disorder, feel overwhelmed. So there's a major task for them to take care of. Help them break that task, that one task down, that one large task down into several smaller tasks. And some of you may recall one of the examples that I shared. They need to clean their room. All right. Clean that room. You need to get all the dirty clothes off the floor into the hamper. All the clean clothes need to be taken off the beds, hung up, put in the drawer. The bed needs to be properly made. Shoes need to be properly stacked in the closet. Those toys need to be put where they belong, or the basketball the weights, whatever it is they have in there, all that needs to be put in its place. So break it down for them. Help them see more clearly what they need to be doing to get on top of that, so that by the time they've completed all those smaller tasks, they will have completed the larger task of cleaning the room. Help the children learn to think out loud so that they think deliberately about what they're getting ready to do, what they're thinking about doing, so that they can exercise better impulse control. Numero ocho, try to keep distractions to a minimum. Yes, keep distractions to a minimum. All right. We're hearing from one of our young musicians, 6 years old at the time, playing this violin that we're hearing. Six years old.